I was one of the people who left New Orleans because of Katrina and didn't return. It's kind of appropriate, I guess, that we follow Dr. Roberts' discussion of short fiber and lengths in what's a very sort of basic presentation relative to length measurements. One of the things that that we are very deeply involved with at the Cotton Quality Research Station is the measurement of length to assess, especially in support of in cooperation with the Jenners, the effects of various treatments on fiber length. And so in this presentation, really, I'm kind of going back to basics because we've got several different instruments that we use to measure length. I'm going to discuss those instruments. Here's our station. Our mission is to determine the effects of, as we said, of varieties and growths of cotton and different cultural harvesting and ginning practices on processing and yarn quality, and likewise to develop and evaluate methods and instruments for objective measurements of quality. Today we will discuss various methods used to measure the characteristics fiber length distribution. We will define terms, briefly describe the methods, give examples of their respective data products, and compare results for a hand-picked sample that has been hand-ginned versus a laboratory ginned sample, so we can see how various instruments interpret the effects of different treatments. First of all, again, as we deal with collaborators outside and they get results from various length measurements, there's a myriad of various statistical characterizations of length. You see basically seven of them here, and we'll go into and just give you a little bit of definition of what these represent. Again, the staple length. Here is in early times the cotton classer would by hand do staple pulls, and staple length is the most frequent length measured when considered in a straightened condition. I have in my office at Clemson a poster that's a copy of a painting by Edgar Degas called The New Orleans Cotton Office. And that is my length back to my roots, so to speak. And it shows essentially individuals back in the 1800s doing things like staple pulls. The mean length, if you sort fibers in a sample into consecutive length groups, much like Carney described, each having a certain length L, and then the amount or number, either by number or by mass of fibers in each length group can be defined as a length by number or a length by weight or by mass. And the mean length essentially is the product of the sum of that particular length times the amount divided by the total number of lengths in the group. Likewise for length by weight. Here's an example from APHIS data of a mean length. And you can see how it's calculated essentially from the distribution of lengths. Median length, this is the length by weight of which half of the mass of the fibers is less than and half of the mass of the fibers is greater than that particular length. Here again, what we do is we do a cumulative distribution, and we look at the essentially at the intersection of that cumulative distribution with the 50 percentile projected down, and we determine the median length of that distribution. Upper quartile length, that is a length which is exceeded by 25% of the fibers by weight in the test specimen, or the upper quartile length by number is a length which is exceeded by 25% of the fibers by number in the test specimen. Again, we look at a cumulative length distribution by weight, find the 75 percentile, project down to the x-axis, and this is the upper quartile length, upper half mean length. This is really kind of a combination of things. It's the mean length by number of the longer one half of the fibers by weight. And it's can be expressed as this mathematical term. And really, to get to the upper half mean length, you have to go into a theory of lengths that was developed by a physicist back in the 40s and 50s at Knoxville, Tennessee. And this is the length that was used with the fibrograph and now with the HVI. Here is, again, a calculation of the upper half mean length, looking at the length by number distribution of fibers from the aphis. Short fiber content, that's certainly what Carney has alluded to. Short fiber content by number is the percent by number of the fibers with lengths less than a half of an inch. Short fiber content by weight is the percent by weight of the fibers with lengths less than a half inch. Here is a determination of hand-picked and hand-ginned cotton, looking at as a distribution by weight, and again looking at projecting up from the 0.5 length to the short fiber content percent. And this, of course, is a very getting close to the kind of distribution, Carney, that you talked about in terms of the characteristic normal distribution of what fibers would be, hopefully, if you could measure them on the seed. Uniformity ratio essentially is the ratio of the upper half of the mean length to the upper half mean length. Basically, there are four different instruments and methods that we use to measure fiber length. The first is the HVI. Here's the HVI 900 model at Clemson. You see on the left, the red light is the electro-optics that are used to measure the length. Below you see a beard of fibers that are held in the cone, and the HVI determines the amount of interference with the light of the length of the fibers as it is passed through the light. On the upper right you will see the brush that is used to essentially straighten out and align those fibers, and one researchable item that's been looked at for a long time relative to HVI and fiber length measurements is the brushing and the combing of these beards, and how well can you standardize that so that you can get reproducible measures. That is working. All right. There's the brush. That's the original grab of fibers. After they're brushed, you see the fibers are lengthened here. And then this is actually difficult to see, but after the length is measured, then the fibers are broken, and you can see the broken fibers there. Now, here are HVI results. Here we're comparing those hand-picked fibers that were laboratory saw-ginned versus basically hand-ginned. And we see the changes in the upper half mean length. With the hand-gin, it's quite a bit longer, both in upper half mean length. The uniformity, again, the uniformity ratio for the saw-gin is about 82, whereas with hand-gin, it's 85, which is excellent. Differences in percent short fiber in this case were a little over 9 versus almost 7. APHIS. Again, Carney talked about APHIS. This is the APHIS instrument at Clemson with the automatic jet feeder. This will take 30 samples that have been prepared at a time. This is the specimen. This is a typical output from the APHIS that's measuring length by weight. Whoops. It's measuring, what happened to the pointer? Hmm. Okay, anyway, you can see that it's, that we get data on the length by weight, the upper quartile by weight, short fiber by weight, length by number, short fiber by number, various percentiles, and et cetera. at any rate, as Connie mentioned, the drawback of the APHIS measurement is that you have the mechanical opening. So in the same way that there's a question about the HVI measurement relative to the preparation of that beard, there's also some question of APHIS measurements. This is a typical histogram distribution of length where the upper quartile length is shown being calculated there. Here's results of APHIS looking at the saw gin versus the hand gin, and this really doesn't show. It shows that the hand gin is a little bit better, but again, because of some possible biases that could come from APHIS, we don't see a lot of difference in the length distribution from the APHIS measurement. Here is the length by number. That is a little bit more illustrative of differences between the hand gin and the saw gin. The pseudo-rub array. This is almost a lost art. The technicians at Clemson are one of the few, some of the few people still around that do the pseudo-rub array analysis. And this pretty much is considered by folks in the industry as being the gold standard measurement. It, however, is very long and tedious to perform. Going through the, they first hand make a tuft, which is then placed onto a series of combs and then pushed into the area above these combs. And this can be oriented so that you can essentially drop various numbers of the combs and remove by hand different length groups, which are now strung out on black velvet. Then the length of each group is measured very tediously, and here is the hand output of an array method. Now we're looking at results from, again, the same saw gin and hand gin samples, and you'll note that the hand gin has a higher upper quartile length, a larger mean length, and a smaller short fiber content, and you can see the differences in the distribution curves. The pyrometer is an instrument which essentially is now obsolete, and that's unfortunate because it gives quality of data very similar to the pseudo-rub, but it can be utilized a lot faster, and it has possibilities of being semi-automated. Again, a tuft is prepared by the operator, and essentially what you're trying to do is do what you would call an end-aligned array. The tuft is spread over a series of combs, and then there's an automated way of removing that end-aligned array, as you see there, and then a measurement of the dielectric constant versus length is made, and you get a length distribution. Get output something like this, and this is the distribution of it's a length distribution by mass, looking at again the saw gin versus the hand gin, and you see again differences in the upper quartile, mean length, and short fiber content. To give you a more realistic summary here, I'm looking at short fiber content as measured by APHIS, pseudo-web, PIRE, and looking at Pearson correlation R values. And again, all the measurements, even though they have each one of them certain problems or biases, you'll note that there's really good correlation, intercorrelations between all of the measures relative to measuring the short fiber content. And that's pretty much my report. So thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Would you characterize the sample cotton that you were using as a relatively strong cotton or a normal strength, so that the amount of breakage that you get in your laboratory sawmill, the saw gin would be?
It was pretty much a normal upland cotton, and so certainly we did see some breakage due to the laboratory saw gin. The differences, well, the last chart was from commercially ginned cotton, but yeah, there was we certainly were picking that up. But of course, you also get differences in breakage. You also will get differences there relative to the distribution. Anything else?
Any other questions for Dr. Thibodeau?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
During this part of the show, in the case of fires, I tried with optical method. I don't think the series are converted into the electric. Are they? I'm not sure. But I tried with strictly optical method.
No, the pyre is dielectric.
In other words, optical thing is not converted into?
There's no, it doesn't use optics, it uses dielectric.
It's all electric.
Yeah, the HBI is optical. Pyre is dielectric. Carney, you're that one who really, isn't that true? Yeah. Similar to what you'd use with the yarn uniform.